Hello, Buffer listeners. Couple things before the episode starts. First, no bonus track this week. Sorry, we taped it live, so we didn't really think to turn on the microphone before we started. Number two, because we did it live and off-site, we weren't messing with the sensitivity of the microphone enough, so you hear a lot of background noise, conversations going on in the background, plates, silverware, glassware, things like that. So, sorry about that. We're working on it. Next time it'll be better, but for now, we have this. Yeah, and no post-episode bonus track, because we were done with dinner, so that's how it works. But other than that, I'm just going to run through the plugs, because I love to do the plugs. You can find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can find the studio on Facebook at facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for Dan Whalen, by searching for Adam Erdman, or searching for any of our guests' name, this episode or any other episode. You can find us on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is a smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Because that's what I'm instructed to say. Other than that, you can find everything on the website, BufferingPodcast.com. You can find all of the episodes. You can find photos of guests. You can find all of our bonus tracks in the bonus tracks archive, like previous Leonard Maltin games, Build a Title. We did a couple of Mystery Science Theater 3000 things, and our original game, Movie Bluff. So check all of that out, and we will see you next week back in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. Enjoy.
Hello, listeners. Here we are at the Tumruptai in Uptown.
Tumruptai.
Doing a special bonus track for the Buffering Podcast.
Yeah.
And a Monday take on.
Yes, Monday evening. And we're here with Spencer, a special guest who is coming to us all the way from Arkansas.
Who's only here for another two hours.
Only here for another couple hours. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hello.
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 Sound test. Yeah, so bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's still going to carry through the air.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that's all right.
But I was thinking we'd just play a couple rounds of Movie Bluff before we
definitely.
For things to occur.
We also have
Emily Dice.
Most definitely. We have
returning guests.
Adam, of course, and Emily here.
And then hopefully joining us later will be Katie.
Who's also been on the show.
Katie with a C.
Yep, Katie with a C. Not Katie Best.
Known on the website, I think, is Katie Shea, so that'll clear things up, too.
Yes, Katie Shea.
Katie
Shea. We should probably order first before we get into the game.
But we can talk about how we're going to see Young the Giant in, 2 hours? No, yeah, hour and a half, we'll say. At First Ave, and Spencer's flying out.
I already know what I'm having.
And we'll put that on Katie's.
I will be listening to the engines of a very loud plane.
Yes,
are you going to be right on a window?
No. I'm going to be on an aisle.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, as long as you don't stick your elbow out, because I've been clipped before.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good about keeping the elbows in.
Are you?
I am.
I enjoy the window seat whenever I am flying. I try for it because I just love the lookout.
Right.
I enjoy the window seat when it's 2 across. When it's 3 across, I feel like I can't ask to get up to go to the bathroom. And even though I can hold it for a long time, I do have a small bladder.
And what if they're sleeping? What if one of those 2 people
exactly.
is sleeping?
And that happens. And you just feel like, oh man, I don't want to be the schmuck that has to wake the person up so I can pee.
Or, there's the whole Tyler Durden dilemma. Do you give him the butt or the crotch?
I consciously think of that whenever I have to move.
I think of that now because of Fight Club.
I always do the butt.
I continuously think of single-serving friends. When I'm on a plane,
I've had some pretty good single-serving friends. That's for sure.
I've always traveled with somebody that I knew, so no need.
What's a single-serving friend?
Have you not seen Fight Club?
The people you sit next to on the plane
that
you only chat with while you're on the plane, and then you go your separate ways.
Because you get your single-serving alcoholic beverage.
Single-serving soda.
Single-serving snack. And then you get your single-serving friend. You don't actually even have to learn their name.
No, That's true, you don't.
Unless you're one of those people who has the elevator speech where you automatically have 5 business cards in every pocket. And it's just like you have to know their name so that you have an opportunity to say your name.
That's true.
Throwing the business cards out.
But that's kind of an anti-Tyler Durden thing to do, so.
That is an
anti-Durden,
whoever that person is.
Unless you're selling soap, Brad
Pitt. Yeah. Random fact that I learned when I was in training.
Mm-hmm.
They did a study on airplanes where researchers would go on and take a flight purposely to study the person next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would talk to the person for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours straight, and just ask that person questions about themselves. Never say anything about themselves. Just ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then those people were immediately surveyed after they got off the airline.
Mm-hmm.
And they always said that they had an enjoyable flight and that they really liked the person that they were flying with.
Because they asked questions about them and didn't have to ask any questions the other way.
No, they didn't realize that they never learned anything about the other person.
Huh.
But,
oh, that's funny.
But so many people enjoy talking about themselves that you can boost their mood just by asking them questions. It's kind of a salesy tactic.
It's a salesy tactic, but at the same time, it seems like very stalkerish. It's like, I'm going to get the background on you so that I can just follow you around, because we're getting off at the same airport.
A little bit.
You know, if you put your hand in front of the orange light, it doesn't focus as well.
Oh, shoot.
Yep, that's what the light is for.
It determines depth.
Aha!
Without blinding us.
Except blinding us in orange instead of white.
Okay, then it's one of those creepy skulls.
So what is good here, friends?
What do you usually get? Yeah.
I get the pad thai. Haven't you had the pad see you, and that's really good?
Yeah, I'm in the pad see you again.
And then you can choose your spice level from mild to, I think, thai hot or something like that.
It's like one to five.
1 to 5.
Ooh. Yeah, whatever it has at the bottom, the little pictogram.
Oh, yeah, right there. Chili is sort of a what's his face is.
Yeah, I'm a 2.
I'm definitely.
Patsy sounds pretty good.
I'm gonna have the veggie.
It's really good with beef.
I never.
With beef?
Mm-hmm.
I never Thank get you. Anything that has like. I don't know. I guess I feel like when I go to restaurants that mass produce their meat to put it into things like this. I don't think
I had that problem here though.
Well, that's good for you. I just
mass
always,
produce meat.
You know, like chicken, like they cook up a lot of chicken.
When they do
and
catering
they,
style meat,
and
where
then,
they cook it all up at once,
know,
and then heat
and then,
it up later.
Okay, so here's my chicken. I'm going to put this chicken into this pad thai, and, you know, and I always just feel like it doesn't taste that great.
Okay.
You know, I've just always had that experience with Thai food. So I always just get either the veggie or the plain pad thai.
I can tell you where there's one Thai restaurant in Little Rock. I think it's the only Thai restaurant. There might be 2.
Yay,
all
right. So exciting. Cranberry wontons.
Here?
Ooh, thank you. These look awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. You can bounce them to that side since I can't have them.
No, lactose intolerant.
That's okay, though. Saving room for my pet, say you.
Mm. I'm just going to have to go off of your suggestion.
Otherwise,
I'm tempted to go for the meat ka tea.
What's that?
Rice noodle with red curry. It's mild to medium spicy. Mm-hmm. 2 chilies. The signature dish is a Tomrup Thai original. Other restaurants have tried to copy it, but they will never duplicate its award-winning flavor.
Do you like spicy food?
Yes.
We use our red curry sauce too. With rice noodles, egg, peanuts, garlic.
It's one of those things where, I mean, the rice noodles are very, very big, so they fill you up very quickly. And, you know, usually I get indigestion from heat itself, so I just kind of don't mix the two too much.
Okay.
And it's also, for me, 2 is...
Yummy.
You get, well, not that. That's jerk exclusive.
Oh, okay.
2 is just enough heat where you're still getting flavor and you're not dying. I'd say 3 is where it starts to get uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I would say I have a average to
spice tolerance.
Well, I was going to say average to above average.
Dan has a high spice tolerance.
By comparison to...
He's eaten all the things that the Guatemalans have made, and they can make some seriously spicy stuff.
Does he like the spice, period?
I put sriracha on
the
stuff.
The spice from Dune?
Ha. No.
Ha.
Can you handle sriracha?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I'm right there. The sushi I had last night at Kona Grill.
I did where not like their sushi at all.
Really? What did you have? Did you have
so
like,
I had
the premium?
I had the checkerboard roll, and I liked
that.
It.
I
and
had
I liked
too.
It.
I love
but
that.
But then I had that we actually both got the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we both got the soft-shell crab roll, and I did not like it.
I haven't
Listeners, fun fact. Spencer, myself, Dave, and Greg all went to Kona Grill, not knowing that Dan and Emily here were also going to Kona Grill.
Birthday dinner.
And Katie Shea was there with her family the same night as well.
Celebrating
her dad's
birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everybody was there at the same time. And
but not.
What time were you guys there?
We
were there pretty late.
Oh, we were seated at about 7:30.
Okay, so we were probably...
No, you were in the restaurant at the exact same time that we all were.
Yeah, we...
Because we got home at like...
Were you
8.
Over by the bar?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's why.
We got home at 8:30.
We were to the left of the aquarium, right off the kitchen door, and then Katie and family were like 2 to 3 tables down on that.
They were by the sushi bar.
That is so funny that we were all there at the same time.
Yeah.
But I did see Katie.
Yeah.
I got up and I turned and I looked and I just went,
God, that looks like Katie.
I was like, oh my God, either that's Katie or she has a doppelganger. And, you know, and then so like Dan's like, text her. So I text her, and as we're leaving, we're like walking out the door, I turn back to look at her one more time. And she just looks at me and just like cocks her head and like, hi. So we went over and met her parents, and that was nice.
Yeah. Got to exchange birthday wishes and such.
But it's so weird. 3 different parties picked the same dinner destination.
When did you decide
randomly.
To go?
Same night.
When did you decide to go?
I had been thinking about it
about
all
that day. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what, it was Friday night?
Yeah, it was premeditated for us.
It was like, okay, they have cheap sushi on Sunday. My birthday's Sunday. How does this not work out better?
Exactly.
And we had, I had the Picasso roll, which is spicy yellowtail with a thinly sliced jalapeno halo and sriracha on top of that.
Sorry.
Ooh,
so
that sounds good.
It was good, but at the end, I was eating ice cubes by the handful.
The true test of sushi is how you feel about an hour later. I did not feel good an hour later after having the checkerboard roll.
Mm. I liked that one when I had
because,
it.
Because, like, when I went to Japan and had sushi there, you could eat sushi all day because it was high quality. You know, you're never more than a very short distance away from the ocean, so everything is always fresh. And... Yeah, we had sushi there, and there's no rumbly tumbly feeling after you have it.
See, I only get that kind of feeling because I'm so compelled to eat as much as I can, and it's just that capacity thing rather than ill quality.
What do you guys think? You like it?
Yes.
These are tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Cranberry wonton.
So I guess that's a top gear top tip. If you want good sushi, go to Japan.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. But there are some good places around here too.
Except, did you see the article about whitefish in sushi? That's
in the
no bueno
this week.
Really?
A lot of restaurants have been labeling this fish called escarole as white tuna or white fish. And
not clarifying that's what it is.
And the problem with that fish is that it is called the laxative of fish.
Ooh.
Based on
what it's stored in.
And also there is a fatty buildup in that type of fish that cannot be digested or processed well.
Ooh.
So it can make the person who eats it ill for days.
And like Tiger Sushi right down the way, they were serving it... during a part of last year, I think the article said.
Yep, up until 2010 or 2011, and they've ceased doing that since then. But
it's just kind of one of those sketchy things like, oh, we had such great sushi there, but...
Yeah, that was shocking, because I love Tiger Sushi, and I was very surprised by that. But I've never had a white fish roll there, I don't think. I've always had, like regular tuna or...
Yeah.
Yeah, usually for me it's tuna or yellowtail.
Butter tuna?
Or tempura shrimp.
Uh-huh. So that was...
What about eel?
I do like eel.
I had eel last night. But I don't think... Usually I try to seek out the spicier sushi. And most of the time, it's spicy yellowtail, spicy shrimp, spicy tuna.
That's true. Salmon.
I love salmon. All kinds of salmon.
I think we're set.
Do we know what Katie's having?
Yes,
we do. Perfect. Yes. Then.
Yep, we better order.
Yeah.
He's got a plane to catch.
Yeah.
A little while.
Spencer, why don't you start?
Okay. May I please have the beef patty?
Spices, 1 to 5?
Two chilies.
I'll go with the chicken mikati.
Spice on that one?
Two.
I'm going to do the vegetable pad thai with one. And could I have extra sauce, extra peanuts, and limes?
Sure. Extra pad thai sauce?
Yep. And then another vegetable pad thai. Does she like things spicy?
I'd give her a two.
Yeah, okay. A two. Also the vegetable. Just regular, I guess.
Sure.
And then I'll have the beef pad thai as well. And I'll also go with the two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoop. Plate on there. There we go.
Sure.
So yeah, that was something interesting that we found out.
Yeah.
In the Star Tribune just yesterday.
Right before we went.
Exactly. And so, you know, we made sure, and it was funny because Dan was looking and he was planning to get one of the ones that had whitefish, and I was like, don't get that. It says whitefish.
You're on
we should
Excelsior
ask if it's Escarole. So funny.
Yeah, you should be fine. The parking lot is behind the restaurant.
Go to Emerson and turn.
So go to Emerson and turn right.
Tell her she's going to pass the restaurant to turn.
You have to drive past it.
Once you drive past the restaurant,
it's the next right.
Go right.
And then immediate right.
Yes.
And then an immediate right because there's the parking
lot. But not right away. That's okay. After you pass the restaurant, then it's a right on the
street. Katie's getting directions, and Adam is trying to guide her in off of Excelsior Boulevard.
Very nice.
Okay.
Which is a straight shot, so she's in a good spot.
Yes.
You're right, it's almost 7.
Oh, good.
But now that we've ordered and
this is brilliant.
Talked about sushi and everything, now we could play Movie Bluff.
I want to play Movie Bluff.
Do we want to wait for Katie to join us, or do we want to play around before she gets here?
A round or two, because if she's on Excelsior Boulevard, did she say what cross street she was at?
Third.
Okay, she's like
she
Hopkins.
Said the number 3.
I'm going to say Hopkins.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, she said she just got off 100, so...
Yeah, Hopkins.
Yeah, she's okay. A little ways out.
Yeah, so we play around with you.
I do. It's okay. We have time. So, yeah. Dan.
Something to start with. Okay, so last night, Emily and I watched DuckTales and The Treasure of the Lost Lamp.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
Ooh, we watched that.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, because I bought all those DuckTales at college.
Yeah.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Okay, so in honor of that, I'm going to say Christopher Lloyd movie.
Very nice.
Since he's the bad guy.
Angels in the Outfield. Actor.
Cast?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, come on.
What's his name?
I am so going to lose
two.
This game.
What's his name? He's got that everyman quality to him. That really narrows it down.
Yeah, it really
it?
Does. Wonder. Yeah, there are some good ones.
Tony Danza.
Cast or movie?
Movie.
Tony Danza movie. Tony or TV Danza. Show.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he looks like.
You don't know who Tony Danza is?
I probably see. I could probably tell you
Emily.
Who it was.
I'm helping.
No tape
if I saw him. But I'm really bad at
we don't talk all
this
that
is,
hard.
This makes it really bad for me to play this game.
No, this is, we'll say this warm-up ask
warm
while
up
we're
round.
Waiting for
Katie
to get here.
Katie. So let's see here. Tony Danza.
Mm.
I literally cannot.
He also teaches a math class, I think, or economics. It's weird.
Wait, in real life?
He kind of stopped being an actor and is now a professor or teacher somewhere.
To be 100% honest, I actually can't remember. I remember the TV show he was in, but I can't remember any other movies that he was in.
It's because he wasn't really a part of our kind.
He was generation.
He kind of touched
it before it.
I mean, Angel in the Outfield is like the last thing I can think of that he's been in terms of timeliness, other
and that
than
was,
like a documentary
God,
about
when
him.
We were kids.
Yeah,
I mean that was an early '90s movie.
Yes, yeah. It was.
Sure was.
Well, can I pass or lose?
You can lose.
I can lose.
Or you can concede today.
Or what you can do is you can say, you can call Adam's bluff and say that he can't name something else that Tony Danza has been in.
Mm. Ooh, yes, you can call his bluff.
But, I mean, it's one of those things.
I'm pretty sure that he's not bluffing.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to call Adam's bluff.
Who's the boss?
There you go. It's a TV show that he was on.
He was huge. Did you never watch it?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of it.
I lived around that show as a kid. I loved that show.
I never watched it ever. My only reference to Who's the Boss?
It has Alyssa Milano in it when she was a child.
There are a couple Family Guy references to it.
Mm.
Like when they win the parade. It's like the first or second season.
Hold on.
And
I'm looking this guy up.
I'm pulling it up right now just so there's... wow, Tony Danza wasn't even the first Tony... Okay. He was in Crash.
Crash?
He was in Crash.
He was one of the cops.
Oh my God, he was. He was that jerk cop. Right.
No, he wasn't the jerk cop. I don't think.
Realistically, he hasn't been anything really big... Angels in the Outfield is the first thing that I recognize on the list.
No, I'm not.
But yeah, so Adam got that point. So now it's my turn to start, and Spencer goes to you first.
I don't even recognize him. It's terrible.
I think it's really out of our circle. But I will...
Yeah, the cans is behind the doctor's bag.
To do something to bring it back to Christopher Lloyd again as another start. I'll do Back to the Future 3 cast. So you just have to name somebody from the cast of Back to the Future 3.
Michael J. Fox.
And then do you want Adam to name somebody else in the cast, or do you want him to name the Michael J. Fox movie or TV show?
Let's do a movie.
Movie, so...
Another Michael J. Fox movie.
No, another Christopher Lloyd movie.
Another Christopher Lloyd movie? He said Michael J. Fox.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
crazy.
Yeah,
I said Michael J. Fox.
I'm crazy. Ignore me.
Another Michael J. Fox movie.
I guess there's another... Yeah, I'll put it out.
Well, I'm going to say...
Well, it's not snowing here.
The original Back to the Future. And I'll say, who was in that? Yes. Back to the Future original cast.
And Emily's on the phone, so we're going to give her some. Oh, God, what's that guy's name?
I don't know how I remember this, but
I remember the name of one of his title roles. What is his name? But then, I got mine if I have to. Or.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Oh, never mind. I was going to tag team, but...
Okay, love you.
You can't tag team.
Well, no, I thought we were just going to skip her this time around and then come back to her. So it's on you. You have to name somebody from the cast of Back to the Future 1. And Michael J. Fox was the bridge going into, so you can't name that one.
But I can name...
And Christopher, wasn't he already mentioned?
Technically, he isn't tied to that one, so we can backtrack on him, but she just can't name anything else that has been referenced to him thus far.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and the thing is,
I couldn't.
I just forgot his name.
Oops.
Who else is in those movies? Not big actors.
In the first
one. Oh, there is a big one.
Really? There are big ones.
Big one.
Besides?
Yep. Besides Mike, Michael J. Fox.
What's his name? Christopher.
Oh my god, the snow just came out of nowhere.
Not Christopher Lee.
Look behind you.
Christopher. Whoa! Snow.
Snow's not good.
Christopher
Plum. Well, I kind of think of that other guy's name.
Checking your flight.
I
don't think it's supposed to, we're supposed to get too much. I think it's just supposed to be drafty, so he might be delayed and just de-iced a couple times. Anything?
Can't remember his name.
Ooh. Do you want another 15 seconds, or do you just want to try to call Adam's bluff?
Adam,
who else is in that movie?
I was really hoping you weren't going to call my bluff on that one.
Uh-oh. Well, you get some time to try to figure out as well.
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything?
No. Well,
good point, Emily.
Yeah, Emily, you got a point.
Woo!
Leah Thompson, the mom.
Ah.
But I couldn't think of the guy who's in Willard.
That's
the guy.
Right. Elijah Wood?
No.
Oh,
wrong,
that's
wrong
Wilfred,
one.
The TV show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm thinking of Crispin Glover. Oh.
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover. Because I was going to throw that and hope that somehow you knew that he was in Hot Tub Time Machine. And just keep going, but that
he
was just
in a Hot Tub Time Machine.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
No.
He was in the new Alice in Wonderland.
You saw it?
Yeah, Molly made us watch it.
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was funny, but it's like one-time watch funny.
The Jerry Curl.
Right.
I remember that from the previous.
So Emily has a point. Adam has a point. I'm starting, and it's going to Emily. And I'm going to see if this works. And keep going. Keep starting with Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd.
That's who you're trying to think of. And say the Pagemaster cast.
Oh, good lord.
Ooh.
The Pagemaster cast Macaulay Culkin movie.
Home Alone cast.
I know who you want to say.
I know.
Who I want you to say. Make sure you don't knock on that.
I know who I want you to say.
Me too. Or actually, I can think of three.
I love this actor so much.
You love this actor?
So much.
I don't think that's the automatic go-to that people are... I know
no,
what you're thinking
nobody
of.
Nobody would think of this character, but
until
I
you
love
said
this
it.
Character.
Oh, I know. I got this.
Yeah, you know it too.
Now I'm trying to think of any...
Anybody in there.
I'm thinking of the person, and I can think of a million other movies that he's been in.
Yes.
John Candy.
Yes.
And then do you want me to name...
Was he in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was the polka. The polka band.
Yeah, the polka
band.
Oh, my God.
Got my mother back to...
I completely forgot about that.
But,
all the way from... It was from, Ohio?
Yeah.
It was from Ohio to Chicago. Yeah, because they were going to...
Chicago and...
No, they were going to Wisconsin. They were going to Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Okay, John Candy. Do you want me to name somebody else in the cast, or you want me to name somebody in another John Candy movie?
Let's do movie.
Movie. Okay. I will say Uncle Buck.
Oh, that was really mean.
No, I was going to say movie, though.
Movie.
Just have you name another John Candy movie.
Oh, so you can do that?
Yeah.
That's why I just propositioned to you. Hey, Katie, who's walking around
outdoors.
The corner? Oh, see, that's douchey.
No, it's not.
The
Great
outdoors
cast.
What the hell?
See? No one has seen that movie.
The Great Outdoors? I don't think
movie.
I've ever seen that.
See?
What?
I could come up with one that's, I mean,
that's
a
B or C
fun.
List John Candy movie.
I absolutely love The Great Outdoors.
Chevy Chase.
No.
See? That was so much worse than Uncle Buck.
Steve Buscemi.
You know, you could bluff me.
Oh, but you know because you just admitted that you love the movie.
You're bluffing, then.
Am I bluffing? Are you calling my bluff?
Yeah, I'm calling your bluff.
Dan Aykroyd.
Obviously, well, because you're... Sure. I'm one of two people who's seen
the
movie at this table.
Was in the Great Outdoors?
We're recording that.
So Dan Aykroyd.
A bonus episode.
So I have another
say hello.
Yeah.
Say hello, Katie.
Two points.
I arrived late.
No, yes. You arrived perfectly on time. Yeah. We've ordered for you and everything.
Yes,
fashionably late.
Now I get to be surprised as well. So.
Let's see. So
Spencer gets to start.
I get to start.
And I have one. I have 2 points.
Adam has
one
point. Nothing, nothing.
Okay.
So Spencer, you start. Think of a movie or an actor or a TV show or an actress. And then it goes to Adam first.
All right, so I'm going to continue down the John Candy route.
Notable movies, not The Great Outdoors.
No, and I was going to start with Stripes.
Ooh, there we go.
Ooh, Stripes. I forgot that he was in that.
Bill Murray. Movie.
Ghostbusters. Cast.
He's going to come up with somebody really
random.
Nope.
My head is so fast. I feel like I literally took a bullet through the brain.
That's too bad.
She can sit out for this round to get caught up.
No,
because we had 15 minutes to dialogue it out for a bit, just to get conversational.
True.
That's true, but I had to regain my brain this morning.
We're just gonna skip it for this one pass.
No.
Because I was gonna say Rick Moranis movie.
No, I'll play
that. Upsy. That
Upsy. Okay. So now you're ready.
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, God.
Who's in that other than Rick Moranis? Wait, don't stare at me like I'm supposed to know.
The first one.
Okay. Yeah, the first
one. Yeah, the first one.
Not Honey, I...
Honey, I Shrunk the Baby?
Honey, I blew up the baby.
Or you got to think of somebody
in the
cast.
Honey, I Gigantified the Baby. I don't know.
Good so far, yeah.
Thank
you.
Honey...
Yeah, who else is in
that? I can envision what that kid looks like, but I mean, I can tell you who it is.
They're famous. Oh my God.
Huh?
I can think of
one of the sons
but I can only think of based on TV series.
Call your bluff. Oh, Spencer just got a point.
Get away with it.
So Spencer 1, Adam 1, Emily 2, Dan and Katie 0.
Right.
So it starts with...
It starts with Adam.
Adam. And it goes to Spencer.
Right.
All right.
Can you do another... Christopher Lloyd movie?
Another Christopher Lloyd movie?
Oh, God.
Because this is kind of making for a fun theme.
He's been in a lot.
Exactly. I can think of my favorite Christopher Lloyd movie ever.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, God.
I still feel like I grew up in the hole again. I've probably seen a million of these movies, but I just can't remember the Christopher Lloyd one.
Yeah. I'm going to kill the Christopher Lloyd theme.
That's okay.
Because I can't think of anything else right now.
Space brain.
So, I will say... Oh, it's so much fun to watch the...
Yeah.
Watch the
It's really hard
real
not
time.
To.
It's nice. It's so smooth.
By comparison
fun.
To the Wi-Fi.
When did you get this, Dan?
I got it on Friday so that I would have it for John's thing. But we never got around to it because everyone was, gaming it up so much.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
We were all fairly rambunctious.
Yes,
we
so
were.
So we
yeah,
this
we
turns
were.
Into a perfect opportunity.
So anyway, Spencer and I saw Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D yesterday.
Wasn't it awesome?
Was it
I liked
good?
It was. It actually was good.
It was
right,
good.
Now I'm gonna have to go.
I mean, it's the same movie.
Except they did add in some stuff.
They did add in some stuff. I did like the...
Some new stuff?
The introductions to more of the pod racers. That was cool that you remember from the classic Nintendo 64 game.
Oh, by the way, I went on a Nintendo 64 birthday buying binge.
Ooh.
I will now have 4 controllers, extension cords for all of those controllers so that everyone can lay back. I'll also have Mario Kart, GoldenEye, and Ocarina of Time.
Mario Kart 64.
Yes.
You're going down.
Nintendo 64, I completely skipped over that. It was very difficult.
But going back to episode 1.
So Star Wars Episode 1, cast.
Oh, simple.
Ewan McGregor.
There you go.
And then do you want...
And then I would like to continue movie.
Who did you say?
Ewan McGregor.
Okay. Wait, what was I going to use?
his really recent one that I can also go off of too?
No.
He's been in lots of
movies.
He has been in a lot of movies. And he's done so many different roles.
I'm going to go with...
Oh, God, what's... I got a really bad one that's good.
I do, too. I think that's the one I'm going to go with.
Careful when you're setting your...
I realized that as soon as I did it.
Come on.
What's it called? I don't watch that movie.
That's
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping for the Michael Bay Ewan McGregor movie. Ewan McGregor was in a Michael Bay film, which I will save if it keeps coming back around. But Moulin Rouge...
cast or movie?
I'll say movie.
Another Ewan McGregor movie.
Didn't you already say cast?
Yeah, I did.
Because I'll just take it as face value. Cast, so I will say Nicole Kidman, and I will say Movie,
Eyes Wide Shut.
Ooh.
Cast.
Tom Cruise. Movie.
Mission Impossible 3.
Ooh.
Cast.
Oh, that is mean.
I don't know my Mission Impossible.
Oh, it's not mean.
Oh, wait, I think
there's
one very notable.
I don't know what the title of the third one is.
I think I know it is, too.
That's the most recent one.
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
It's Mission Impossible 4.
Damn it. I didn't mean 3, then.
Okay, he meant 4.
He meant Ghost Protocol.
Oh, he meant Ghost Protocol. Oh. Okay,
sorry.
Well, then I know what you're talking about.
I know what
you
mean.
I do, too.
My apologies.
You're going to feel bad when you don't think of his name.
I know.
Yeah, I love him so much. He's so funny. Oh, wait, no.
Yep.
We talked about this.
Yep.
Yep,
did. You look adorable, by the way. I wish I was as cute as you.
I do like the blonde hair.
I got it darker today.
I noticed.
That's a whole other story. We're playing movie ball.
That's what Callie's hair looks like. She has it matched. It's crazy.
That is exactly what Callie's hair looks like, right?
This is exactly my natural hair color.
Wow.
I think it's pretty.
Thanks, baby.
I like it.
I think you're pretty.
You too.
Okay.
So
what do you got?
Ghost Protocol.
It's funny. Adam talked about it right after he saw the movie.
Yep, I did.
About the same place.
Yes, we are.
Yep. We absolutely are.
We're on Ghost Protocol. Hmm?
Don't even mouth it.
I'm talking to him.
I don't know who it is, and I'm going to kick myself as
well. Either you can concede or call
his
bluff.
I know he knows, but I'm going to say I'm calling your bluff anyway.
Who is it?
I can't think of his name.
Well, you have 30 seconds to think of it. Oop.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nothing for Adam. Okay, so that one's mine, or
that one's yours.
Okay. What do you think, Spencer?
So I'm gonna lose because I can't think
yes!
of the name.
Yes, I win one. I win one by default.
Simon.
Wait, no. I take it back.
No.
Ving Rhames.
What?
Oh. Ving Rhames
makes a brief appearance.
He does.
Yeah, almost a near cameo. Okay, well then we'll call that.
But we'll go with movie.
No, it's too late.
Oh,
she called
late.
Your bluff,
so
which
you
means that
you have 2 points.
Just,
Adam has 1 point. I have 2 points.
And this corner is yet to score.
Still have none.
But,
so Katie's turn to start, right?
Nah.
It's okay because our food is
no, it's
be
my turn to start because it was to Katie.
Oh,
so it's me, but it goes to Katie.
All right.
Oh, I thought it was me. I've not gotten to play.
It always dies before it gets to me, so I can do fun stuff or mean stuff.
Let's not do
something.
Why are you
going to
be mean to me?
I mean, usually I softball the first round and then try to go for the kill thereafter, but it didn't work.
There's so many love.
I will go with someone.
Good. Good choice.
I will say John Cusack movie. All
right.
Ooh.
Nice in general.
High fidelity. Pass.
Ooh, there's a good one in there.
I don't think I've ever seen High Fidelity.
I haven't either.
I can choose a different one.
No, you already did
no,
it.
No, that's okay.
You haven't seen Ghost Protocol.
Well, this is more of a lose-lose for me.
So,
either I concede or I call the bluff. Either way, I lose the point.
Yep.
No, unless so you're wrong.
Unless, yeah.
You get it.
So I'll call your bluff.
Okay, high fidelity, I'm going to say Joan Cusack is also
in. It's true.
Really?
Joan Cusack? I was going to say Jack Black.
I was going to go with Catherine Minnie Zeta Driver.
Jones.
Oh my god, all these people are in this movie and I haven't seen it?
Yep.
Is it a good
it's
movie?
It's really good.
Fantastic
like
movie.
It.
I've tried to get you to watch it before, but you said no.
I'll walk up. So the point goes
well
to Katie.
Paid.
So Katie has 1 point, Spencer has 2, Adam has 1 point, I have 2, and Dan has none.
So I'll hang out here with my Pat Sayu. Nope. It's nowhere near you.
Which is delicious, by the way. The Pat Sayu is delicious.
Yeah, this is my standard for Thai food.
Does Adam at least go to meet Spencer?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
It starts with Adam and it goes to Spencer.
Emily wants to play.
And I'm going to say...
You just have to hope that everyone softballs it so it makes it around you.
Don't go crazy now.
Let me play.
What if, hypothetically, I were to say Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? No? Aww. Okay. How about Rush Hour?
Which one?
What a change.
Oh, wow.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Cast.
Jackie Chan. Movie.
Which one? Is there anything tasting okay so far?
Yes.
I want to pick like an obscure one where he makes an appearance rather than... Jackie Chan.
Not even credited.
Yeah. Well, he has to be credited to be eligible as an answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because we ran into that issue with the Beatles. Or at least those who make up the Beatles, because they were listed as the Beatles for one, and then individually for another, and then all over the place.
I'm gonna feel foolish if I'm picking the wrong Asian here, but Karate Kid, the original, is that? No, not wait. No. Seriously.
Oh,
I said it out loud too. Not the original. That was silly. I meant the new one, but not Jackie Chan.
Actually,
it was.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But
you said the original. So do we count it or not?
I meant first because it was a remake of the first. But
She didn't say. It's never an official answer until you say cast or movie thereafter.
Haha.
Because that's what solidifies it in.
The new Karate Kid movie. Cast.
That doesn't help.
Shoot. Okay.
Think of the kid.
I know. I keep thinking of... I keep thinking of the wife's name.
I do too.
Actually,
okay.
Not that far off.
Surly does not go well with this dish. Not at all.
Goes well with
all.
Oh God, I know he's a Smith, but which one is he? Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's the Smith kid.
Mm-mm. No.
There's more than one.
Yeah.
No, I mean the one who's been in a lot of movies.
It's definitely not.
Never mind.
Could you not hit that?
She was too busy whipping her hair back and forth.
I can name something else that he's been in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, I can too.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That would help you if your name is needed.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to call your bluff.
Jaden Smith.
Jaden.
Oh, because the wife's name is so close. I was thinking of Jada.
Willow, Jane, Jada.
2 points for Katie.
That was so close.
I
thought the mom's name was Jaden.
That was legit.
Yeah, that was legit. Emily, you get to start.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
And it goes to me. And so what, it's 2-2, or 2-1, 2-2. So two for Emily, one for Adam, two for Spencer, two for Katie.
I believe so.
And Katie's been left hanging.
Can I try a little bit of
that? I don't know how my eyes will happen.
Let's see. Okay, I will start.
Get the noodle right there.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, guys, remember when we were all in Kona last night, but not together?
Yeah,
we
talked about that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm joining in the reminiscing.
The Wizard of Oz perished.
You're a horrible person.
Really? Title character, dude.
What else can I name? Dude.
There are people.
Sure.
Toto?
Sorry.
God, what else has he been in?
Now, I know he wasn't in The Artist. Okay, well, obviously, it's
Go to Heaven.
Sad.
Okay, I will say Judy Garland, I guess. And I will have to think for a second. No, that's not her. Horrible person. Great Outdoors, then Wizard of Oz.
I'm pretty sure that The Wizard of Oz is a popular film. People know it.
Yeah, but nobody
People
knows
know
who's
one
in
actor
it.
From it.
Okay, so then you say Judy Garland. Movie. There are 100 Judy Garland films.
Did you not hear my complaint?
I have no idea what you said.
I only know one thing that she's in, so I'm already screwed over every single way. I can't name anything else that she's been in.
I'm sure that Katie can.
Yeah, but I'm fucked.
You shouldn't have made that out loud. I'm pretty sure that she
I've made that declaration like 15 times before you just told me not to. So, movie.
I call you bluff.
I know. Because somebody's a horrible
person. I'm sorry, I'm wicked.
Well, you just gave Katie the game.
Yep. Uh-huh. Game over.
Oh, the game's the three?
Are you kidding me?
That's three.
All right, name. Give us your 100.
Give us 3 to 17.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Haven't seen it. Don't know it.
Yeah.
Really?
Haven't seen it. Don't know it.
I haven't seen it, and even I know that she's in that film.
Keep going.
What else you got?
The Clock Tower.
Never seen it. Don't know it.
I've never even heard of it.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
She was also in. The Pirate.
The Pirate?
Yep, it's got Gene Kelly in it.
Wait!
Pass.
The Pirate? Wait, have I seen that?
I haven't seen that one, don't know that one.
Gene Kelly. I own it.
No, I probably haven't seen it. Never mind.
What else?
I'm gonna pull up this list, okay.
Alright, so here's the argument, though. All of these movies were made easily.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
And guess what?
30 years.
And I am a classic film buff, so that would have been why I would have picked that, because it's my category.
Does that
mean that we're gonna have movie buff classic edition?
It was just for fun.
I know.
That would be fun if we did a different.
I didn't think it was very much fun.
I'm only going to be decently good.
Here's how many movies of hers I know.
Yeah.
I just went through the list. Go ahead.
All right.
One name.
The movie's called One Name?
No, the movie's called Wizard of Oz. It's the one movie I know in her entire list of 32 movies that she started.
Here we go. A Star is Born.
Nope.
Summerstock.
Nope.
In the Good Old Summertime.
Nope.
Easter Parade.
Nope.
The Pirate.
Nope.
I know all of those. Let's see. The Clock Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Nope.
Presenting Lily Mars. For Me and My Gal. Babes on Broadway. Babes in Arms.
I feel like
The Wizard of Oz.
My equivalent to this movie would be saying something. It would be saying something like
Broadway Melody, 1938. I know.
I can't think of it.
I know
it's a Wonderful Life.
She's not a nun.
No, I know. But it, but I mean, that's what I would, that's what I would equate it to for me, because
James
I could
Stewart.
Probably, yeah, I could tell you one person and it is a wonderful life, and I can't tell you any anything other, else anything else that he's ever done.
Harvey, no. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Philadelphia Story, none of these?
No.
They're amazing films. Please rent them. Especially Harvey.
Round
Harvey's
two.
So good.
For the effort of time, I don't think we really have it.
Yeah, I don't think it's there.
No, we don't
either. We're almost at full episode then. This is crazy.
Yeah,
we
might
just
not
use this.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. We could just use this.
And have Tuesday off.
Wednesday off, because Tuesday I have to do work with people coming into town, and that's going to be a long
day. Do you get to take them out to dinner?
We're going to Tucci Benucci.
Tucci Benucci is so good.
Tucci Benucci.
That's a great name for a restaurant.
I always used to say Tucci Benucci, and then Connor, who worked there, would say, it's actually Tucci Benucci. And I'd be like, what? You ruined my fun.
I think I want to call it Tucci Benucci.
Yeah.
You want the ends to match. That's what makes it nice.
Tucci Benucci.
Yeah, I think we can just have a short episode.
Okay.
And we can, because did you book anyone for Wednesday? Yeah, me neither.
Okay, then this is perfect.
Gives it a week ahead of time.
Can I do my shout-out then for my show?
Yeah, we can do...
We had
do
a nice conversation about before plugs. Too.
Exactly. Yeah, line up now.
Ah.
I think it was even at 28 minutes. So
pretty much.
So we hit everything. So yeah, let's do plugs. Spencer, do you, since you're leaving first, anything that you have coming up in Little Rock that you want people to know about after Friday?
After Friday.
Any events that you're participating in or going to, or...
Maybe we should do a midweek release of this one.
You know, I don't think I have anything that's coming up event-wise. I'm actually planning on heading home. But but something to possibly stay tuned for is I've been noodling on starting a blog about being in your 20s in the IT industry. Because I work with a lot of 50 and 60-year-old people. And feel like there's something to be said. So I've been thinking about starting that. That may be coming up pretty soon.
Tell people where you work, Spencer.
And I work for Hewlett Packard, a computer company.
And depending on whatever you sign at the beginning of your contract, that might be all that you can say, depending.
Well, I can absolutely say that any comments, views, opinions, or expressions that I have are in no way related to that of Hewlett Packard's.
There we go, that covers it.
That's very good. Spencer Knapp is his own person.
And then Spencer, are you on Twitter?
I am, and you can follow me on Twitter at Spencer Knapp.
He also tweets for me sometimes.
Two P's, but
he also tweets for me.
K-N-A-P-P.
Sometimes,
occasionally.
What about you, Katie?
First off, after many flubs before, I do finally know my Twitter name, which is at Katie_Shea, which is Caity_Shea. And my show opens this week, which is the show These Shining Lives at Normandale Community College. And we have shows this Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, 7:30 p.m., Friday, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 2 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. And the
ticket
next
prices?
Week, the same. I believe they are $10. Yes. $10 for non-students. So if you're a Normandale student, you can go for $5, so that's cool. Yeah.
Somewhat of water.
Is this one mine?
And I don't have anything coming up, but again, I would love to plug the Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
At www.courtrevelers.com. We are currently in the process of hashing out a CD plan for our new CD coming out this year. Also,
I mentioned it.
Oh, did you?
Hold yep. Yeah.
And I would also like to promote two blogs, one cooking blog and one baking blog. The baking blog is called Sprinkle Bakes, and it is fantastic. It has culinary style baking things that you can make, complete with pictures and recipes and tips, and it's a lot of fun. And you can also, I just found a lot of really fun and interesting stuff there. And you can also go to Mango and Tomato. It's a cooking blog, and I've made several things from her website. She features a lot of recipes from books that are sent to her from editors who she takes photographs for, because she's a food photograph taker.
Photographer.
And so she... yeah. And so... and that's... you can find her at mangotomato.com. Sprinklebakes.com, I believe. So, lots of fun, good times there. That's all I have to plug.
Adam, how about you?
Well, I will echo that Court Revelers plug.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. And what else? That should do it for now.
How about Dan?
Hold on. Go ahead, Dan. I need to check on something.
Okay, well, I'll take care of
a date.
Stuff. Thank you very much. First, for the podcast, you can find us on online at bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter at BufferPodcast. You can find us on iTunes, which now, Katie, you've been on the show before, so you're searchable on iTunes. Spencer, you'll be searchable on iTunes. So, something to brag to people.
Put on your resume for when you click.
iTunes search.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I'm also trying to find a script that I need to pull up. There it is. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher's a smart radio for your phone. Find the app on your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You can also find, we might join the affiliate program if we build up our listener base a little bit more, but it's cool because we get to see exactly, you know, how long people listen to the episode, how many people have downloaded the episode per day kind of thing, so it's cool. And then you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. It's, I don't do too much right now, but usually it's retweets of anything that's going on with the Buffering Podcast, so you can pay attention to it there. And I'll plug work again by saying that you can watch lots of free TV shows and movies online at tumtiki.com. There are a couple pay-per-view movies and TV shows as well, but it's a reasonable selection of stuff that you can watch from your computer. No app as of yet. But Adam, it looks like you know what you want to say next, so go for it.
Yeah, I have something to say about the Unit Collective, and every month they do an event called Madness. It's a wonderful thing where a collection of playwrights write, they each write a 10-minute play, and they hand the scripts over to actors and make them rehearse for about a half hour and then perform the show the same night.
Cool.
It is so much fun. I've taken part as an actor in it, and it's fantastic. And yeah, it's going to be this Tuesday.
Yeah, five. Yes.
This Tuesday, February 28th, at the Playwrights Center over in the Seward neighborhood.
Neither did I.
So go check it out. It's going to be fantastic. It's so much fun. They're incredibly creative playwrights, and it's for a good cause. They are taking donations for two friends of the Unit Collective who have both been recently diagnosed with cancer. And those are Katie and Zandy, and so if you can donate to that, that would also be greatly appreciated. And I'm on Twitter, at ADAMERDMANN, Adam Erdman is my name. And yes, I think that pretty much does it.
Yeah, so again, find us on iTunes, find us on Twitter, find us on Stitcher, and we will... What? Well, the Frank Osmond Memorial Studio, but we're not even there.
Oh, Madness starts at 7 on... Yeah, be there at 7. on Tuesday, February 28th at the Playwright Center.
This is live on location.
Yes, this is live on location.
Well, not live. This is on location.
Recorded
on location.
On location.
With our new live mic from Blue Microphones. It's called the Mikey.
Haha.
So
very nice and pretty.
Yeah.
He likes it.
We do like it.
We do.
So, yeah, thank you for listening to our weird Monday out to dinner episode. Check out Tum Rup Thai, check out Kona Grill since we're all there as well. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.